Israel's opposition is offering Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu help to possibly end the war in Gaza. Hamas is accusing Mr. Netanyahu of putting obstacles in front of ceasefire negotiations that he has authorized. But he has previously said any deal must allow Israel to keep fighting until its objectives are met. And some partners in Mr. Netanyahu's ruling coalition have said they will quit and thus possibly bring down the government if the war ends before Israel has eradicated Hamas. However, opposition parties say they will support Mr. Netanyahu in parliament if he negotiates a peace deal. The head of the opposition coalition, Yair Lapid, says nothing is more important than a peace deal that releases the 120 remaining Israeli hostages in Gaza.
There's a hostages deal on the table. It is not true that Netanyahu has to choose between the hostages deal and the continuation of his tenure as Prime Minister. I promised him a safety net and I will keep that promise. It is not true that he has to choose between the lives of the hostages and the government. Let him do the deal. If Smotrich and Ben-Gvir retire from the government, he will get a safety net. It's not an easy statement. It's not an easy decision. Netanyahu is a bad, failed Prime Minister and he is to blame for the October 7 disaster. But the most important thing is to bring the hostages home.